Oh, what a great morning. Never go a day without praise, for in it is power and life. Anybody else got something before we go on? I want to share something with you. It may seem unimportant, but anytime I come across something that's really edifying, that's energizing to me, then I share it with you, and you can take it or leave it. Probably several weeks now, maybe a month or so back, when I would be just speaking to God about things, some of it in the spirit, some of it just with your understanding, and you know how you get fired up when you're talking to God about things, and you begin to see things, and you speak things out, and you get excited. Y'all do that? You ought to be doing that. And I started noticing that all of a sudden I would say, like, yes, these things are true. You know, it's a faith thing. You're professing, right? Not confessing, professing. And I all of a sudden kind of woke up and realized that that had been coming out. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, but it sure is energizing. Yes, these things are true. And I went on for a few days, and sometimes I feel real dumb because I stopped and went, wait a minute. Everyone is familiar with the word we say, amen, right? Okay? That's a Hebrew word that we just brought it over into the Greek, and then we brought it over into the English. It's almost universal. You would say it, amen. And what does it mean? That's a good one. Anybody else? Most people will say, because it's translated in the King James, translated verily, verily, or truly. People will say, of a truth, or so it is another way that it's translated out there. What do all of those things have in common? What? Well, it's agreement. They're all truth, verily, verily, of a truth, and so it is. All of that is of a truth. And I went, whoa, I've been going around without realizing it, getting all excited, saying a word I probably learned to speak when I was 2 years old, you know? Instead of saying amen, I've been going, these words are true. And it's powerful, it's energizing. So I thought I would share it with y'all. Bonnie's missing, I could get her to do it this morning. As we go through this morning, if something gets really good to you, why don't you do that? Just go, instead of saying amen or being quiet, why don't you say, these words are true, or those words are true, if I'm the one talking, right? Can you get excited? Yes. Can somebody get excited besides me and Beckham? Yes.
I thought it just meant the prayer is over.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the way all the good Baptist people learned it. We're done.
We're done here.
Amen. Let's move on to lunch. To what? Oh, that's right. We can stand up now. I was sitting there reading the other day. And I just happened to be over in the 16th chapter of John. And I looked at the last part of the 33rd verse, where Jesus was talking to them and said, in the world you shall have phlipsis. Tribulation is the way the King James puts it, trouble. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I'm looking at it, and you know how that is. Sometimes you look at something, it's almost like you just, even though you memorized it 40 years ago or whatever, it just looks different. It looks new, it looks fresh or whatever. And I was looking at it, and I had a thought. If you were somebody who picked up a Bible, Maybe you've even been around a lot. Maybe it's your Bible. And you read that, in the world you shall have trouble. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, right? And if you didn't have a context there, that's just all you read. Or maybe you do have a context there. Maybe you're familiar with that whole passage, but maybe you've never gotten the revelation of the absolute gravity of the situation. Remember 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Five chapters John devotes to that one night in what we call the upper room. Five chapters where Jesus is, and remember when we talked about suffering a couple of weeks ago, y'all remember the two main words we looked at? Anybody remember? My Greek scholars. Paschko. Paschko is the most commonly used. And remember we said, it's not suffering. That word means to have a sensible, meaning of the senses. To have a sensible experience. Have an intense experience of the senses. And the other word, pathemi. Pathemi. It is an intense experience, but it's emotional. Remember how we made the distinction between those two? Jesus, in this night, already entering into his passion, pathemi, that emotional experience. He knew what was coming. At the same time, he was there with those people that he loved, that he had spent 3.5 years with, and he knew what was going on completely. I'm sure that was an intense emotional experience. It's already begun. He knows that he's fixing to enter into the Paschal. He's fixing to become very physical. And he understands that, right? That's the intensity, that's the weight and the gravity of this situation where you find him speaking these words. But don't leave it there. Remember we said both of those words are neither, quote, positive or negative. They can be agony or ecstasy, right? Remember the ecstasy that he's walking into. What do you think it was like when he was there in the pit of hell